Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by World of Spas, Edmonton's number one hot tub and swim spa dealer. The ideal place to start your daily vacation on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.
It is exactly 1:34 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer, Cam Moon, Derek Scott, Brendan Escott, all with you. Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang want you to know about their flash sale out at Brent Ridge Ford. $10,000 off remaining 2022 F-150s. The boys also stay. They're still paying top dollar for trade-ins. They've had a run on used vehicles, and they need more. If you have a vehicle that is in good condition, they'd be happy to buy it outright from you as well. You can call them at 780-352-6048. Brent Ridge Ford is your Ford truck authority on the Auto Mile in Wetaskiwin, where cars cost less.
I had coffee out there the other day.
Yeah, I heard you're wheeling in there. They're doing it. We're going to have to go up there and go do a show there one time.
That's exactly what we should do.
That's what we need to do. We need to do a show there. As we head off to the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline and welcome back to the show our NHL insider John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy heating and cooling. John, you have Cam Moon here with me as well. How you doing?
Whoa, boy, the all-stars.
Yeah. I don't know about that. Yeah, no.
Well, I want to go to Brentwood Ford, too.
Brent Ridge, yes. Yeah. Brent Ridge Ford, yeah.
We'll take you. Sorry.
We'll take you out there. Uncle Mill would love to see you when you come to town.
We'll do a show there.
You're figuring it out. It's going to be a Thursday show. That's what we're going to end up doing at some point. We'll get them.
Okay,
to,
I'm in.
You're in? All right. Well, we'll fly you out then. Are you coming out between now and the next month or so?
I don't know yet. Maybe.
Okay. Well, I'll be the last to know if you do. You know how that works.
Well, I'll call you from the airport, Bob.
Kind of how I'm like the last guest you'll ever call for the Bob McCowan podcast with you as well.
Hey, well, Cam's ahead of you because it's alphabetical. So.
Okay.
Whatever it takes.
That's the problem when your last name's Stauffer. Apparently, you don't have enough to offer. All right. Hey, let's get to it. You know what? You sit there and we ran the clips, both Ken Holland and Jay Woodcroft talking about improving the team defense a bit. But then, and this is how smart our listeners are. A couple guys are like, well, wait a sec here, Stauffer. You're quoting a season-long stat of 17th in goals against. What was the team when Desharnais got brought in at, you know, with halfway through the year? So we looked into it, and they were 13th in the final 40 games of the year, goals against. And then another guy goes, no. You got to factor in what happened when Ekholm. If you're talking about bringing back the same defense, you got to factor in what was the impact of Ekholm. And in the final 21 games with Matthias Ekholm in the lineup, which turned 33 a couple days ago, the Oilers were 9th in the league in goals against. Now, we know what happened in the playoffs. They gave up too many goals against Vegas. What would you do? Like, we know the goaltenders are going to be the same. Do they need to swap out one of their, you know, can they come back with the pairings, for the sake of argument, of Ekholm and Bouchard, Nurse and CC, Kulak and Desharnais, maybe signing a seventh defenseman so they can get Broberg 40, 45 games at 23 minutes a game down on the farm? Can they come back with that plan? What do you think, John?
My gut says that something has to improve. And whether it, when you look at the breakdown of where that would be, as strong as Desharnais was at times, was he a liability in the playoffs? At times he was. I agreed with the Broberg side. I mean, I think that's the one thing that the team learned is they've got to get him a lot more ice time, and it's probably not fair to do it at the NHL level. So all of a sudden, when you were going 11-7, two of your guys probably could use a little bit of a tweak somehow, some way. And then, you know, one of the other things is, and Bob, I know you know this, but Cody Ceci you know, who was a surprise when he showed up from Pittsburgh. I think a lot of people were more impressed with CeCe when he showed up. But last year, the second half of the season, he struggled a little bit. And so can you get more and better out of CeCe if he's 100%? So all of a sudden, you know what? I think there's a tweak to be made here and there, but overall, I'd live with the defense.
You think they can a tweak, but you think they can live with the defense?
Yeah, I don't think you can. I don't think on the, here we are. What is it? The 25th of May. If Kenny has a chance to improve that defense somehow, some way, whether it be through a trade, whether it be through something that happens at the draft, with a trade, or in free agency somehow, some way, with moving some money around. I think you have to keep on evolving your blue line in order to be a lot more what I would describe as playoff ready.
But not like a major upheaval.
No. Well, I don't think you... Cam, I mean, look at the guys that they have under contract.
Exactly.
I don't think you can do anything major.
Yeah.
I think that the problem becomes is the guys that we've talked about are the ones that they can easily move in and out. And so can you improve those guys in the short term for a year as they get better and mature?
And the goaltending, what do you think?
Well, I'd like to think it's good enough, but
yes.
I think like most fans is that, you know, every time the puck comes across the blue line, I might cringe a little bit. And listen, Stuart Skinner had a great regular season. Stuart Skinner was really good for most of the playoff games. Jack Campbell, when he came in, did his job in the playoffs. They're still a work in progress, in my opinion. I think Bob's right. I think that they are the two goaltenders, but I think that there's still work to be done with both of them. You know, it's funny. I was in watching Jake Oettinger the other night in game three against Vegas. I can only think that, you know, that at times Oettinger in that game looked a little bit like a shell shocked Stuart Skinner in the Vegas series at times.
That's been a huge surprise for me because I think most of us have Oettinger as a top eight goalie in the league. I took Dallas to beat Vegas in the series because of the goaltending. And two close games, one, and maybe, you know, and David Staples brought up a degree of luck, and there's always criticism when you lose, right? Like, we had people criticize McDavid and Draisaitl a couple of years ago after the, and they signed, some people saying, Stauffer, you're revisionist history, because you're saying they weren't criticizing their offense, they were criticizing their defense. Well, the problem was, the best the Oilers were defensively was when those two guys were actually on the ice. There were some other guys that were getting caved in. In fact, if you look at the Oilers over the last 4 years, minus 29, minus 23, minus 22, goal differential, 5-on-5, without McDavid and Draisaitl on the ice until this season, where they went plus 14. That's a sign that the organization improved. But it is interesting that, does it just say how fickle the playoffs are? Bobrovsky started the playoffs as the backup for the Florida Panthers. He could win the Conn Smythe Trophy, John.
He could. I mean, right now, if you only have one team in the final, it's either between he and Matt Tkachuk, right? So that's the thing is, it's sports. You know what you're talking about, Bob, is sports, and sports are not brick and mortar. They're not like a business. You know, the human aspect, the human element, the physical aspect, the physical element, change on a second-by-second, minute-by-minute basis. And it's difficult to predict. It's difficult to say what's going on between those ears right now when things aren't going well. And how much is momentum important? And how much is luck important? Do you make your own luck? If you throw enough pucks at the net, will you get more luck? Probably. And so that's what I love about sports. It's not the analysis of, and with respectfully, the numbers that now are get pumped out left and right, because numbers aren't fun. Numbers aren't fun. Physical play is fun.
That's right.
Human emotion is fun. You know, the pushback is fun. It's the, oh, yeah, I'll show you. That's fun. That's why I like sports.
Well, and I'm sure there was a time halfway through the year or maybe three quarters of the way through the year in Florida where fans of the Panthers were wondering about their goaltending.
And now they have the best goaltending in the playoffs.
Or their general manager trading a number one in two separate trades for players that were no longer there, Ben Sherratt and Claude Giroux, and then trading a number one for Matthew Tkachuk along with Huberto and Weegar. And suddenly Bill Zito's now up for Bat Executive of the Year, and he's a genius.
But that's a really good point. So Bill Zito, after a really, really embarrassing playoff, that six-game series against Washington they won, Washington was on fumes, so they weren't very good.
Right.
And then getting swept by Tampa.
Yep.
Bill Zito had enough balls to say, you know what, we don't have any grit. We don't have any character. We're playing east-west too much. We're not playing north-south enough. So we have to change it. It means you get rid of the coach. That means you get rid of two or three of your best players. Now, he had the chance to get Matthew Tkachuk at that point.
And he plays the balls. Say what you want about him. He does.
Sure he does. Sure he does. And that's well worth it. Now, I say that as a premise. There's another team that went out and a manager that went out year after year after year and was prepared to mortgage the future because he had great players, and that was Jim Rutherford in Pittsburgh. How many years do you say would Jimmy at the deadline? Jimmy would go out and get a player here, didn't care about losing a first round pick or a second round pick because his core was so good. Well, you know what? Look what's going on in Pittsburgh today. They're paying for it today. And Bob, the question I have for you is, how many years is Pittsburgh going to pay for it? And so that's the challenge.
Can you write off anything? We talked about Florida not wanting to be in Florida's position halfway through the year. They don't have a number one for the next 3 years. Right. And lo and behold, they're in the Stanley Cup. Like, things, that's the thing. It is sport, and things can change. I mean, it's funny.
And do you mortgage your future for today? Do you? Because nothing's guaranteed. But will you? Do you take that chance? And you heard Kenny in his end of season press conference about what he was prepared to do and what he has done the last couple of years in moving first round picks to improve the hockey club. But that's risk reward. And the risks sometimes outrank the reward for years to come when managers are gone.
I got to read you this.
Jim Rutherford's gone.
I got to read you this text. James texted me to say, back in the 2016 draft, Bob, you talked to no end that the Edmonton Oilers needed to take Matthew Tkachuk. I agreed with you 100%. With that thought, I yelled at the TV watching the Oilers pass on Tkachuk. Could you imagine how different things would have been if we had drafted Tkachuk? You commented on how his team won the Memorial Cup, and he did it with a sprained ankle. He is what the Oilers missed out on. I hope the Oilers can win the Cup next year. That one comes to us from James. You were at Mooner. You were at the Memorial Cup that year. Chris Knobloch called me the night the Oilers ended up with the fourth overall pick in the lottery and said, Stoff, the Oilers need to take Matthew Tkachuk. He just beat us on a broken ankle.
He was incredible. That whole London Knights team was great.
But you know what? Everybody had, including Calgary, who took Tkachuk at six because Berkey was with Calgary. He must have said on the show 80 times, we all had Puljujärvi ranked that high too, John. Isn't that crazy when you think about it? Good for James, though, for saying, I was the guy that was pushing a bit on Tkachuk at that time. And then I hated him once he went to the Flames. But then he started fighting a lot, and it's hard to ignore how good of a player he is.
Oh, well, I think we've underappreciated his offensive skills, and really what's happened to me, and Brad Treliving lived through this. I was traveling with the Flames one road trip, where he got into a little bit of an altercation off the ice with a Detroit Red Wing, and he got suspended for a game because of it, and Brad Treliving made him come out before the game in Montreal the next night and apologize. And so there's a maturation process that has occurred too, with great talent with the ability to understand the game like it seems all the Kachucks do.
Oh, yeah, they got gamesmanship.
And now maturation. This guy has become a leader. This guy has taken the mental part of the game, and it has risen to the physical part of the game that we already know he was good at.
Quick hitter for you. Who's going to be the next GM of the Maple Leafs, John? What are you hearing?
Well, Brad Treliving's here today, but I just can't believe that 10 days after Brendan Shanahan admitted that he had to start looking for a general manager, they would make a quick decision.
Okay.
I think they can take their time. I think there's got to be, he's got to do more due diligence than just finding one guy that's available and signing him that quickly.
Slam dunk, Dubas ends up running Pittsburgh?
Yeah, would not be surprised to see a combination of Kyle and perhaps a similar scenario to what we saw in Philadelphia. Perhaps a former Penguin is the president of hockey operations. Perhaps somebody like Eddie Olchek being there and being a great communicator for the fans to identify with, and Kyle is the hockey guru.
John, we'll talk on Monday. Thanks for your time.
Right on.
For Legacy Heating and Cooling, that is John Shannon. When we come back, Camoon and myself will wrap up Oilers Now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hi, this is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
It's 1:53 in Edmonton. Royal Pizza, pizza pass, and so much more. Get their new boneless wings, 8 for $13.95, 16 for $25.95. You can visit royalpizza.ca. Stauffer recommendation, one of the 14 Edmonton and area locations. Mediterranean chicken, also a big fan of the Texan and the meat lovers. To list Day in Oilers history, brought to you by New West Travel, serving travelers since 1979. Book your vacation today at newwesttravel.com. Going back on this date, off the top of my head, ding, 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 38 years ago, Game 3, Stanley Cup Finals. Wayne Gretzky scores a first-period hat-trick. He adds a helper. Paul Coffey, 4 assists. The Oilers beat the Philadelphia Flyers by a score of 4-3. Remember that one?
I do.
Camp, were you there? Did your dad take you to that one?
Yeah.
You did, eh?
He did, yes.
You're a lucky guy.
I was.
You were a lucky man. Wayne from the Edmonton operation with a hat trick. He was pretty good.
He was.
Tonight on Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins, Florida Panthers play-by-play voice Doug Plagans. What a run he's been on.
Yep.
Oilers on Sportsnet broadcast host Gene Principe. Edmonton Elks quarterback Taylor Cornelius, out of which Midwest school?
I have no idea.
Oklahoma State.
Oh, well, I'm going to go watch him on Saturday afternoon.
You are going to go
watch? Yes.
What is with the Saturday afternoon preseason?
I don't know, but I'm in.
You're in. All right.
I'm in.
And former Montreal Expos pitcher Mike Johnson. I know Mike's dad. Mike Johnson on his induction into the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame. He's probably even listening to the show, the dad. Great guy.
That's
used
awesome.
To hang out at Moe's Sports Parlor back in the day.
I coached against Mike Johnson.
Come on, really?
Yeah, yeah. He was coaching Sherwood Park back then.
All right, nicely done. So tomorrow we'll tell you that our guests will include for Abe's Door Service, Elliot Friedman, and for GCL Diesel, sports and color analyst Louis DeBrusque. We're working on one other guest as well. Hey, Cam, thanks for coming in and joining us for 90 minutes on a Thursday.
Thanks for having me. Hey, Canada won at the World Championships.
Give me some upsets today.
Unbelievable. Canada wins 4-1 over Finland. Jake Neighbors, former Edmonton Oil King, he had an assist in the game. Latvia beat Sweden 3-1.
What?
Yeah. Germany over Switzerland 3-1, and the Americans beat Czechia 3-0. So Canada plays Latvia in the semi, and the Americans play Germany.
It's unbelievable.
Now, this has been not exactly a star-filled Worlds, but
no,
because Switzerland had a really good tournament. Wow.
Yeah.
That's something. All right. Up next, the Global News weather traffic update with Evan Cook, followed by Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3. Chelsea on Chad with Chelsea Bird coming up from 3 to 6. We'll be back at you tomorrow. Derek Scott, thank you very much. Brendan Escott, thanks for your help as well. So long, everybody, from Oilers Now.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.